item on the agenda is to have an update on the status of the concrete and glazing system rehabilitation method study. This is a matter where the county is undertaking two different studies related to the physical condition and the possibility and the needs for associated with rehabilitating the dome structures themselves. One has to do with an examination of the conditions of the concrete support structure, including indications of what maintenance and upkeep and would be involved. The second is a study of the glazing materials and other materials and modifications that would be necessary to make the domes watertight and preserve their and make them useful for the future. And with regard to this matter, there was a recent meeting that Julie Bastin put together that involved Mark Ernst and people from our consultants, the Engberg Anderson Group, and the consultants who are working on both of the studies, who all came into the same room at the same time. And I'd call on Mark Ernst to report on the status of what we now understand on those two matters.
We have a couple slides later in the presentation, but briefly, we did meet with both. They are on a schedule, really concluding in December. But in September, we're going to know more about, we're going to get the recommendations for the glazing. We have the study relative to the concrete has really been pretty positive. We kind of know what the issues are, and we think it's in better shape than we thought and originally thought, and we feel that it's that's not going to be the big issue. So we're going to see in September, I think, two or three options for how to reglaze the domes or how to fix the domes in terms of the glass. And then once they make a recommendation, they're going to do a mock-up of the recommended idea, and then from there we'll really know how much it will cost. But we're going to talk about this later, but we have plugged into our budget about $30 million for the repair of the domes, which is part of the overall budget we're going to talk about today. And we're fairly comfortable with that number. There was, as you know, there was a Grafe report, then there was a Wiss-Jenny report, and now we've got these studies ongoing, and we'll know more in December. Julie, if you want to add anything, but I think that's really the big summary is we've kind of landed on a number right now that we're comfortable with. Yeah. Based on what we know today, we'll know a lot more in September and then later in December for a final report.
Yeah, and things have been quite positive, and as we do these studies and we get a little more information, a little more information, we know a little more, we become a little more comfortable with the direction we're going in, and I think actually we've made leaps in the progress of getting toward a restoration of the facility. And really, glazing is it's a tough question to answer. So we really need a consultant to have time to properly investigate it and to come up with the best option possible.
But has your confidence level in the budget figure of $30 million increased as a result of the meeting?
That's the number we landed on, because in the Wiss-Jenny report put a number that was $18 million, but that was just to repair the broken glass. So I think this larger number will probably cover reglazing the glass. And the concrete from when Wiss-Jenny took a look at the Grafe report, they didn't know very much about the concrete at the time, so I think we're kind of got good news about that, and we still have work to do. So that's, we collectively discussed it. We were at 35 for a little while, we were at 20, and we landed at $30 million at this point as an overall budget.
And the direct cost of this could be less than 30?
Possibly.
And built into that figure is there the capability to bring the facility to code and to take care of ADA
Yes, there are ADA issues in the domes that we would also try to address with that budget.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions? Okay. Thank you, Mark. Now we come to the